Hi, I'm Roy Walker, and you're listening to Hawksby and Jacobs on Talk Sport.
Now, you can be sure that the a few days after an Aussie sporting defeat, our next guest will pop into the studio. Over the years, post-Ashes, post-everything after an Aussie defeat, Adam Hills finds himself in the UK and available to come and see us in the studio. Complete coincidence, Adam, I would hasten to add. We don't do it on purpose.
It's severe masochism on my behalf. I just sit at home, Australia lose something, and I go, do you know, I haven't been on TalkSport for a while.
Fantastic. Well, good to see you as always.
You were saying to us there in the break there that it used to be a bit of a staple of your act that you could slip in a dig at England's sporting prowess, but you can't now.
Well, I had to change one joke in particular. I was doing a whole routine about sign language and the English sign for Australia, which is actually quite offensive. I'll show you. It's basically, it's this, what I'm demonstrating to you now, which is picking up something from your left-hand side and dropping it on your right.
Really?
That's the sign for Australia, and it's basically picking up convicts and dispatching them.
Really?
Is
that officially the sign
language? Officially the sign for Australia. Wow. You know, it's always done quickly, but it's... And people think it's maybe a kangaroo hopping, but it's not. It's picking up
that?
And it's dropping off on your right-hand side.
I imagine quite a lot of over the years, if you've looked into it for the show, I mean, I imagine quite a lot of it's had to change over the years. Probably quite a lot of sign language was fairly politically incorrect, wasn't it?
That was a whole bit that I was doing on stage. I would open with the line, I've learnt that deaf people are really racist. And then follow it with, I'm not afraid to say it out loud. But it was, because there was that. I mean, the sign for Ireland, which I'm showing you guys, looks like you're flicking something off your chest.
Yeah.
And apparently English people will say, oh, it's a shamrock. It's like a shamrock in my lapel. But it's not. It's actually flicking fleas off yourself. That was the English sign for Ireland for many years.
It's all a bit terrible, isn't it, really?
So I did this thing on stage saying, well, if that's a sign for us, you know, surely if you're English and you want to sign Australia... And then I would demonstrate, I'd say, this should be your sign. And I would demonstrate bowling a delivery and then watching it being hit for six. And gradually, that joke got less and less funny.
You're saying Andrew Strauss has ruined your career.
That's right.
Completely. And now, if I even make a sly dig at English sporting achievements on stage, it's met with nothing. Like a year ago, even, it would be met with a bit of, oh, yeah, well, we give what we get, you know what I mean? And now it's just like, have you not done your research?
Yeah.
Now, you're doing some gigs in London at the moment, but you're out on tour, Nottingham, Birmingham, Brighton, Norwich, Swindon, Colchester, etc., so people can see you out and about around the country. And the show, Mess Around, is just that, really. It's a fairly loose format, isn't it?
It stemmed from... I was finding when I was doing stand-up, I'd walk out on stage, I'd start chatting to the crowd, what's your name, where are you from... And then I'd do my act. And that What's Your Name, Where Are You From got bigger and bigger every night. It was like 15, 20 minutes. And it was the most fun for me. And then basically my wife and I had a baby a couple of years ago. I didn't have time to write a new show. I didn't have time to tour it properly. And I thought, I wonder what would happen if I just tried to do that What's Your Name, Where Are You From for as much of the hour as possible. So I kind of armed myself with about 15 minutes worth of stories, which last night at the Soho Theatre, I think I was on stage for an hour and a quarter, I told one of those stories, which is 5 minutes, and the rest was entirely based around the audience.
Wow.
And it's lovely, because there's a real... For me, it's walking on stage going, I genuinely don't know what's about to happen, but I've got to make something happen.
Hmm.
So that fear, like last night... last night there was a sports commentator.
There was, Bob. Bob from Shepherd's Bush, Talk Sport, a listener to the show. He did actually tweet me and say, Adam got me on stage to commentate on a comedian's act. How did that work?
Well, before I went on stage, I was having a quick look on Twitter and there were two tweets that caught my eye. And one was from this guy who said, I'm going to see Adam Hills tonight. I'm still wearing my suit from work. And then it said, hashtag... asking for it. And then then he tweeted someone else saying, this is homework for the comedy course that I'm doing. And then below that was the one from Bob saying, you know, I'm excited to see Adam Hills. And I thought, I recognize that name, and checked him out, and went, like, I stalked him before the show.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a sports commentator, excellent. So I ended up getting the guy who's doing a comedy course up on stage to do his routine, which was about 3 minutes. But then I got him to do it again really softly while Bob commentated over the top. And it was lovely because he was watching. Very firm approach to the microphone there. Yes. Yes, this is all the form we've seen him display in past games. Oh, that's new. That's new. I've not seen that before.
Wow, how nerving for that guy.
He's very, very funny, Bob. And also, if you look up YouTube, you'll see very old footage of him on... What's that music quiz program? Was it Pop Quiz or something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Right. It's very good stuff there.
Fantastic. So when he comes back and see you again, that's something else you've got on him, if you should you need it.